Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back to hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Captain Tim Ekstrom of the Royal Star is here. We're looking at the Royal Star as we speak. It's actually up on the, getting painted.
It is. I can almost hear the needle guns from here.
Yeah.
You're looking at it across the basin right now, and I'm so glad I'm sitting right here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, you are.
But having a great time talking some good fishing and giving away a phenomenal prize today.
Boy, you said it best. Yeah, so much fun having Captain Tim on here, and we love talking fishing with him, and we love talking with you, and we want to hear from you this morning. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. That's our number, 213-432-1090. Or send us a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app. And, man, as Pete said, such a rad prize today. One lucky caller is going to get a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. You get a gift certificate, and you can use it for any pair on CostaDelMar.com, up to a $300 value. Texters and callers are both going to be eligible. We're going to flip a coin at the end of the show to see who wins, whether it's going to be a caller or a texter.
Nice pair of Costa sunglasses for one texter or caller today. And without further ado, let's find out what's biting out there, Rick.
You got it, man. It's time for our catch report. And hey, and with the crazy gas prices going on, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially for your trailer boat. And that's why you really need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Big time savings, discount bait certificates, and 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. It's Summit Gasoline, low prices, very friendly staff, and a very easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
So speaking of low prices, Finn from Summit Gasoline called me or emailed me on Wednesday.
Okay.
And this is what he says. Summit is 48 cents a gallon below Costco. This was on Wednesday. 48 cents a gallon below Costco at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Think about filling your boat with that.
Holy mackerel.
That's real money.
Like anything. Yeah. That's Costco, right?
Yeah.
Which is normally lower than everybody else.
Yeah,
you
would
not Summit Gasoline.
Yeah, you would associate a Costco price with, you know, at least amongst the cheapest places you're going to get fuel.
Yeah,
that's
but
48 cents
a gallon. That was Wednesday. I don't know what it is today,
sure.
But because it changes every day. But the reason for that, and Finn explained it to me, is they have a computerized system where they find the lowest prices from the wholesalers, and they're able to get the lower prices at Summit Gasoline.
They're just not on some corporate thing like this.
Right.
This is their supplier. However much the supplier is going to stick it to us this week, we just pass it on. They'll use a different supplier each week if they have to.
So you want to save some money, Summit Gasoline.
That's
San
sweet,
Diego
man.
Sports Arena.
That's good dope now.
I went and filled up there the other day.
Yeah.
Duke, my son, shot me a text. He's like, 519 gallon cash price at Summit. I drove over there and loaded up.
Go
man.
For
it. It was 40-something cents lower, 50 cents lower.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to do it, but it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
You know? I'm guaranteed.
Take advantage of it.
I'll go there again.
The corner shop by my house, which is just the regular place to buy fuel, not the super expensive one down the way, just the regular corner shop by my house, diesel was $6.19 a gallon.
Nice.
It's just crazy.
Ridiculous.
Like, whatever you
Thanks,
can do.
Thanks, Gavin Newsom.
It's rough. Let's go. Oh, I can't say that.
Yeah, well, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. It's time for our catch report. We're going to start it off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wiss, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete, Captain Tim. So, we got last day of winter here, man. Mother Nature's not going out without making it challenging for us again. The private boat fleet's going to struggle a little bit, I think, and the sad part is we got no shortage of opportunity in multiple areas, but watch the weather, guys, later on today and especially tomorrow. It's going to be rugged. So we'll talk a little bit about Catalina here, famous Catalina, perfect spot to be in the springtime. And it's definitely trying to get started. There's not a whole lot on the yellows yet. That's just scattered fish so far. But the main focus this time of year is always on that sea bass fishing. And the sea bass scene is, generally speaking, kind of slow. But, oh, boy, there is some schools of big ones around. And, guys, as I have said so many times on this show, talking about this bigger grade of sea bass and yellows and whatever we're talking about, you got to fish good gear, and you got to make sure that it's in really good shape. No less than 30 pounds if you guys are serious about getting some of this bigger sea bass, 40 pounds better. And, you know, I always remember these words that a famous captain once told me on my very first trip to Clarion to fish for giant yellowfin tunas. And he told us that a lot of big ones are around, and if you happen to hook one, you're going to push your tackle to the red line and beyond, and it's got to stay together. And truer words were never spoken. I remember them all the time, Tim. Thank you so much for that. But, guys, when you're anchored on the edge of these kelp lines and the tankers come through, if you want to get a shot at landing them, you've got to pull hard and you've got to have good gear. It's just the way it is. But these guys here from the other day, they hooked seven. They landed three. Ooh. They brought the heads by for the hatchery program. Just one of the heads was the weight of a really nice sea bass. These were straight tankers, guys, all 50-plus.
Wow.
And like I said, they were three for seven. And it was caught mid. They were caught mid-morning on frozen squid, so it's not like, you know, they were struggling really hard with the whole scenario there. It was just right place, right time, and good gear. So that's just a little heads up on what's possible over there right now. There's fish at both ends of the island, and it's trying to get started, but again, this wind is just making it a little challenging. Bait situation over there, Catalina, for the live squid, it's definitely decent up there in the isthmus. The bait's been there for a long time. One of my friends made a bunch here the other day. They had to fight their way through the seals for it, but it was all beautiful bait, just great big leatherbacks, the kind you like to have there in the tank. And also over at Catalina, you find the right beach, man, the halibut fishing can be nothing short of fantastic. There's been some great catches on those halibut. So, you know, that's a little Catalina info for you. It's definitely trying to get going. We're definitely going to get a little setback here later on today and tonight, it looks. I was looking at the forecast, and it's less than ideal for sure.
But next here's week a little looks pretty bump. Nice, right?
It does, yeah. Once it blows out, and then again, they're talking long range of possibility of another storm for next weekend. So, you know, whatever.
Fish during the week.
Fish during the week. But here's a little sidebar for you guys on a fish we've mostly all forgotten about. So I was in one of the back corners of the store yesterday and ran across this old video from about, or DVD from about 20 years ago, about Bill Roker talking about albacore fishing. You guys remember what albacores are?
Yeah.
And I watched that thing last night. It's well done, and it's kind of a crack-up. But those albies, I mean, they were catching good ones, like 25, 35-pounders. And, man, they just basically wind them in. They're not like what we've been experiencing with our tuna fish. And I'll tell you, those albacore decide to ever swim back in this part of town, they're in for a beatdown, man, with everybody having the gear and the knowledge we've got about catching these tuna fish here. We got a crop of educated anglers, man. Those poor albies are going to get
them. Talk about bloody decks. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
For
and
sure.
That was the other thing. Is they just, you know, they were just gaffing them and throwing them on. Yeah, I mean, it was a wide open bite. They're just gaffing them, throwing them on the deck, and they're just, like, beating themselves up. And I think about all that tremendous fish handling that all the long-range boats or all the boats do for our catch today, and then all those new techniques for, you know, spiking the fish and then running the wire through them to stop all the processes. Can you imagine how good that albie would taste with that kind of care? Oh, my God.
We don't have to imagine. We started that in 2003. So,
and they were albacore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, you know, Mark, albacore are they're so delicate.
Yes.
I mean, that fish, it makes the biggest difference. If you let those things flap around on the deck, you know, they just beat the tar out of themselves. And you see, number one, their tail just disintegrates. Right. But the same thing is happening to the meat. When you grab a hold of that thing and they're so enjoyable to spike because their head is soft. You know, tuna, you got to, you know, yellowtail, you got to get it in there. Albacore, it just
slides right in. Slides
right in. Yeah, they're just, there's, you know, it knocks
they're
them
done.
Flat. Yeah. So there's, I mean, I remember so distinctly, especially, you know, the first year we started doing it, this is a total fisherman thing, but, you know, the noise when you're catching, you know, a lot of tuna, albacore, just, you know, flapping. We have just insane albacore fishing, and there's 50 of them laying on the deck, and it's silent. All you hear is gaff, you know, gaff. Ready. Yeah. Just one hits the deck, or you know, we come over and grab it right off the gaff and just shh.
Yeah,
just set it down.
Yeah.
No flapping.
No flapping.
Yeah. You know, you hardly even need to wear deck boots. Yeah, no blood flying.
Man,
no,
that's
no
the
water.
Dirtiest fish there is, man.
Yeah, exactly. Your socks are clean. You know.
Well, good stuff, Mark. Hey, and of course, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys over there are keeping tabs of everything at Catalina. Look at their Catalina stuff. It is like comprehensive. And I guess they get a lot of that from Mark Wish for sure.
Yeah.
I pretty much can tell you that.
Well,
and, right?
Some.
Yeah, some.
Occasionally.
For sure. And you get some from him, right? He's got a lot of sources.
I talk to Danny almost every day about what's going on. You know, we talked just before the show here. And but yeah, they're Danny especially is a good friend, and the whole operation is just nothing short of fantastic.
He's the one that tipped me off on that bluefin from last weekend, too. He knows the stuff, right? $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station there. And, boy, there's no lines at that station. You know, he's like 650. I imagine after that intro that you gave your sponsor there, those lines are going to beat Costco this morning.
Summit Gasoline is the spot to go to for sure. Yeah,
that was
more than a dollar cheaper than that.
That's incredible.
You might be worth your drive down here.
Yeah,
Summit Gasoline.
Just about.
All right. Hey, appreciate it, Mark, and we'll talk to you next week.
Got it. We'll see you guys.
See you, buddy. Hey, it's time to head on down to Seaforth. Talk to Marcos over at Seaforth Sport Fishing. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
We're doing great, buddy. Just anxious to hear what's going on down at the Seaforth Sport Fishing.
I'm sure you're referring to those San Diego trips down to the island there. And 7's been the magic number. Yesterday, 7 yellowtail. Day before that, 7 yellowtail. Day before that, 7 yellowtail.
Okay.
In addition to some good bottom fishing, there's definitely a pattern there. Seen some good fishing there. About what we'd expect from those first trips down there. You know, it took a couple days, found those yellowtail. Very good bottom fishing in the mix there. They're not running tomorrow. There's some weather coming in, so they're taking that day off, but then they'll be right back to it, fishing pretty much every day through the month here. So definitely make your reservations for those guys. The half day, very good fishing throughout the week. Very good bottom fishing there. They actually saw a little bit of yellowtail throughout the week there. Didn't get into any of it, but there were signs of it there. So that's all pointing to good stuff coming up here. And as we sneak towards spring, it's not really unexpected. And once that weather clears back up, we'll be right back out there. Those half days, the full days. The Tribute has room on their day and a half leaving next Friday. If you want to go on a little longer trip, get down there, see what they can find. There's probably a good shot that they'll get into some of that yellowtail also. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have a full schedule up there for all those trips, the half days, the full days, day and a half. We do have some longer trips scattered throughout the season there. I know the Aztec's got some longer trips in the mix there, so you can make reservations right online. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, get a burrito next door, get your gear tuned up, and get out there fishing.
And I think that it's jackpot today in the San Diego, right? I mean, 3 7s in a row, it always equals a jackpot after that. So, I mean, you assume that today's the day.
You know what? Rick called it. Limit the yellowtail today. Guaranteed.
I like it. Right. Well, Marco,
if not, he's paying for the first 10 people's tickets next week.
Sounds like there's certainly some good fishing to be had. And like I say, we'll get through this little batch of weather and get right back to it.
Definitely. Check the website there. Make your reservations, seaforthlanding.com. Check the social media at seaforthlanding everywhere for up-to-the-date updates there. As soon as we get information from the San Diego, I'm sure we'll be posting something up there right away. So check that out. Like I said, give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And if you've got a full tank of gas, definitely come down and visit us.
Great call, Marcos. Appreciate a great report, as always, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
All right.
All right, let's jump back. The phones are absolutely packed. They want to talk to Tim.
Every phone line we have, solid. John in Escondido, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. John, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, Ricky, great post on Wyatt. He looks great right next to your lab. You know, you can throw a saddle on him pretty quick. My question for Tim is, when you do your back-to-back trips down south, are the trips short enough that the fish get to stay fresh and not frozen? Or do you have them processed down there? And can you ride down on the first trip and fly back, and fly down and ride back on the second trip?
You could do that if you wanted to. It's boring as hell. It's like watching paint dry. but you could do that if you wanted to. You could ride the boat. And yes, we keep all the fish in RSW. It's basically the amount of time that the fish stays on the boat is identical to a long trip, like a 16-day trip. So it's like, I want to say, what is it? It's 8-9 days total, which for RSW, we've kept fish as long as 14 days and had it be primo. That's kind of the industry and in the commercial side of things. That's kind of the industry. That's the threshold. You don't want to hold them for longer than that. The real key is to maintain temperature, a well temperature of like 30 to 31 degrees Fahrenheit. Mind you, seawater doesn't freeze till 28 because of the salinity. So if we keep it in that range, at 30 to 31, and the fish don't freeze, they're just the most at the perfect refrigerated state, yeah, where right. They're like
as cold as they could be before it, though.
That's right, without freezing. And I mean, you can hold those fish for 12 days, 13 days, no problem at that temperature. And when they come out of there, they're just absolutely beautiful. You know, the quality of that fish from this last trip, because they had their best fishing the first trip, the quality of the fish was just phenomenal.
That's cool.
And being aboard the boat, I've seen it. You guys are checking that temperature constantly.
You have to.
Monitoring the temperature, yeah. Making sure that fish is right.
Right. And the real key, we've talked about this before in the program, that you can't allow the temperature to fluctuate. That's really where if you know, the difference between our system and a lot of systems out there, like our system doesn't, we don't control it on a thermostat. It doesn't go up to, say, you know, like the compressor turns off at 30, sure, and then it runs up to 33 and the compressor kicks back on and pulls it down. That's how most refrigeration units work. The way we have our system set up, each individual tank has, it's all on a manifold, and we can individually regulate the amount of refrigerant that goes to each tank.
Got
so
it.
So we get it to the temperature we want it, and we just regulate the flow of refrigerant to that tank to hold it at that temperature.
That level.
It doesn't go up, it doesn't go down. Now if we have a great big stop and catch a whole bunch of fish, we just go down there and open the valve and put more refrigerant in the tank.
To bring it down.
To keep it.
You throw in a bunch of hot bodied fish, you get to equally pour on the cold refrigerant.
And that's why we're checking it all the time, you know, especially when we're catching, you know, because you got to go down there and we operate our system manually. We find that's the best way to train our crew, and also it's the best way to maintain vigilance. You know what I mean? It's all about emphasizing the importance of maintaining that product or producing that product. So when it's hands-on, whoever is the chief engineer of that trip, they've got a vested interest. You know what I mean? There's pride invested in that.
For sure.
How that fish turns out. So
keeping that fish perfect.
Yeah, but that really is the key. It's the ability to maintain that temperature. And again, yes, we hold all that fish fresh, return with it fresh.
That's cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Great text from Dan in Huntington Beach. Tim, how many people do you recommend for a charter on the Royal Star? And so what's the typical deal on Royal Star?
Well, we can max out at 24. We have 12 two-man staterooms. You know, it's one of the... That's
24 people.
Yeah, it's one
max.
Of our... Again, the boat originally was designed to host smaller groups of anglers, you know, a little more elbow room, a lot more elbow room at the rail, and create an environment that's you know, more enjoyable for everybody, less crowded. It makes a difference. The past few years, especially with the advent of this COVID nightmare, although we did a few prior to that, we've had a lot more interest in charter groups, with smaller charter groups, anywhere from 12 to 16. You'll see we have a handful of trips on our schedule that are 12 man. You know, everybody has their individual stateroom.
Wow.
Mind you, the cost of the trip goes up, but you know, there's plenty of anglers out there. In the end, it's like, you know, it's worth it to them. It makes for a wonderful atmosphere on deck. And honestly, if you ask me, what's the perfect number to fish with on Royal Star? If somebody wanted to do a charter group and they were in a position where they could put a little more cash into the equation to create that atmosphere. 16 to 18.
Yeah.
It's
just
perfect,
a dream.
It's the perfect number. It really is.
I've been on the boat with 18. It's unbelievable. It's like your own boat.
Right. Tons of elbow room. It's funny if we get less than, say, 16, and we have those trips 12 to 14. It's almost like no one's there.
Yeah. Not enough.
It doesn't feel like that because there's a lot of time. You get four or five guys in galley having a cup of coffee, and you go out on deck. It's like there's only six people out here. It's a six-pack. On a 90-footer.
Yeah. I mean, like, where is everybody?
Yeah. It's great. It's cool. But, again, I find that in that 16 to 18 range, you know, we get good participation. It's super, super chill, the atmosphere. You know, in my perfect world, that's the number. That's the sweet spot.
There you go.
That's cool.
Thanks. Good text.
All right. Hey, then let's jump right back into the phones this time. We're going to talk to Hills. Hills is calling us from Ventura. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I wanted to ask Tim, can you expound on a circle? Not circle or J, ringed hooks, like the ringed hook thing, the theory, because I lost a fish one time on a ringed hook, and I was blame myself, but I was blaming the ringed hook. But is that what's the deal on those, and is it for J hooks or circle hooks, and is that a good idea?
Well, let me put it this way. I don't think it hurts anything. I mean, the idea is that it creates that swivel action at the connection point so the bait swims more freely, and that's the theory behind it. I'm not 100% sold on it, it's my own sentiment. I've done a lot of observing over the years, and I can say that the majority of anglers do fish with those ringed hooks, so the analysis may be a little bit skewed, but I don't, like myself, when I live bait fish, if I had a choice, if I had a ringed hook sitting there or a hook without a ring, I would choose the no ring hook every time. And the reason why is I like how the knots tighten up on the hook that doesn't have the ring. I find that those rings, either the ring is a smaller diameter than the eye of the hook, or it can actually be, it can be a little abrasive, so it's hard to tighten the knots up, you know what I mean? Or it'll chafe the line when you, and that's the only reason. I don't think the ring, it doesn't hurt you when it comes to live bait fishing, that's for darn sure. I'm not entirely convinced that it's necessary or that there's a huge benefit, but, you know, again, that's my own sentiment on it.
What's Captain Tim Ekstrom's go-to knot?
A five turn trialing.
Trialing.
Oh yeah, that's 100%.
I learned that on the Royal Star. Yeah.
I absolutely, that is.
Marcus Medak last week said the same thing. I guess where he learned that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we in addition to it being time tested and proven on the water, I mean, I remember back in the old, you know, the old Fred Hall days, which we'll reminisce about, I guess, for the rest of our lives, you know. But you know, the Iserline booth, which always was a hub, line tester. I mean, we would go over there and test every knot under the sun, and that thing, 9 times out of 10, the line breaks before the knot does.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just incredible.
Tied right, it just doesn't fail.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean something else won't break, but if you tie it right, it does not fail.
But you got to practice it because it's not an easy knot to tie.
Right.
To get right.
You got to make sure there's no, you know, the line doesn't chafe, which you know, and that probably plays into what I was saying about the ringed hooks. You know, I find when I tie that knot, it'll snag up on that smaller diameter eye of the ring where, when you tie it, say on any one of those, you know, the glossy style, the Mutu style, those trialing knots, they just tighten up like butter, you know, nice and smooth. And then the advantage of that knot is it's low profile. Yeah, it's tiny.
Super low profile.
You know, it's it doesn't.
Tying 100 pound, it's really small.
Yeah, you start tying a double San Diego 100 pound, like you got a half an inch of knot hanging off your hook there.
Right.
Exactly. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot.
All right. Hey, we got another great text came through. This is kind of, you know, playing off of what the other question before. It was from Dan in Irvine, and he wants to know, since you guys are the pillar of fish care, if you've ever looked into using any of the parts of the Ikijime process now that AFTCO is offering like the you know, the spinal column wire. And I would almost guess, Dan, maybe not familiar with the fish process on the boat is like, because you guys have been implementing that for quite some time. But kind of maybe he just wants to go over what the fish handling process is like on the Royal Star from you know, fish on the deck till when it goes in the hold.
So he's talking about the Taniguchi method where mm-hmm. you run the wire down the spine.
Right.
Yeah, we've been doing that since 2003.
You guys started it.
Yeah, since 2000. I mean, we didn't start it. We started it
in the long range
from trip. Exactly from longliners. And that's exactly what we do. We just use a piece of, we actually use a piece of 49 strand stainless steel wire. You know, we just put a piece of solder on the end so the end doesn't come unraveled. But yeah, the in the case of the bigger fish, something that's, you know, say in excess of 50, 60 pounds, 100, 200, 300 pounders, fish is landed, we spike it immediately, you know, drive that spike into the brain so the fish doesn't flap around and beat itself. And then in the same hole where you move the spike from, you fish that wire right into the spinal column and run it all the way down the spinal column to the tail. And you can watch it as it goes down the spinal column. It's just twitch, 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 twitch. And then that...
What does it do? Do you know exactly what it
does? It arrests the decomposition process.
Yeah.
You know, all those nerves are firing and it's dumping lactic acid into the muscles. And it arrests that process. It stops the nerves from firing.
So it
produces a much higher end quality product. I know for myself, there's a texture difference. The fish is definitely it's kind of like you know, you get that kind of melt in your mouth texture mm-hmm. as opposed to being kind of durable, you know, mm-hmm. chewy, if you will. It does that for sure. And it also for us, so going back to our process, we run the cord down the spine, we bleed it, of course, you know, we clip a gill raker and cut that gill membrane so all that blood dumps out of it. And then once it bleeds out, then we remove the innards, we gill and gut them, which is a quick process. You know, if you're doing it right, it doesn't take more than a minute, you know, 30, 40 seconds.
It doesn't take... more than 30, 40 seconds for a Royal Star crew member.
Yeah, for
you put that knife in Rick's. You put that knife in Rick's hand. It takes a little more than 30, 40 seconds. Let me tell you.
Strategic cuts.
Yeah.
Strategic cuts. You know, if you do it right, it really you don't have to muscle your way through it. I mean, obviously, a sharp knife is key, but strategic cuts. You get those innards out of it, rinse it out, and then when we immerse those things in the refrigerated seawater again that we hold at like 30, 31. Right away, that cold water, of course, the fish is enveloped in it, but it also invades that body cavity. So it's cooling it from the outside and the inside. The real key is to pull that heat away from it, pull the heat out of the core as fast as possible. And that's what produces that premium quality product, which, you know, again, the story's old now, but when we were down in Panama, the water was so hot down there, and we used to freeze fish, and we would actually put it in the brine, and the brine would even at 10 degrees below zero, the brine would freeze the fish on the outside, and it would actually insulate the fish where the heat from the inside would stay in, and it would cook the fish from the inside out. Ooh. I mean, we had a few of them that were just like jelly.
Yeah.
So we had to adapt it quickly. You know, we discovered this within the first couple of days. You know, we pulled the fish out of there in a fillet for the gallery, and it's like, oh my god, this thing's ruined, you know.
Yeah.
like chunk bait, you know. So we figured out very quickly we had to flood the wells, and then pulling it down to temp, you know, one thing led to another. We're like, wait a minute, you know, why haven't we been doing this to begin with? And we consulted with some of our We already had a background knowledge of fish handling, but we consulted with some of our colleagues and the commercial guys that were down there working at the time. There were those green stick boats that were fishing
hot water,
fishing
area.
Yellowfin down there. Yeah, and those guys were super cool. A bunch of guys that were from North Carolina that were working down there. So they saw what we were doing. We collaborated, and they're like, "Oh, you got to do this," you know. And we adopted and.
Because of the water temperature.
Because of the water temperature.
Yeah.
That's how it was initiated. And, you know, as soon as we pulled that product out of there, I'll never forget, there were some fish buyers that were all, you know, because it was a commercial dock that we were unloading at. There were fish buyers, and we were pulling some fish out of there because we would fillet and box them up, take them to the airport. And fish buyers, they saw some of that fish, and they're like, oh, you know, they started asking us if it was for sale. Of course, we told them no. But they said, hey, can we core one of those and take a look at it? Because that looks really good. And, you know, sure. We wanted to know also.
Sure.
And they came down and they took a core sample, laid it out on the fillet board. You know, they're doing their thing. You know, they're over there whispering to each other. Like, and
so you taught them something.
And in the end, they said it was the best quality fish they had seen down there that year.
Wow.
Were producing better quality. And it's because of the RSW, because we had the ability to pull that heat so fast out of the fish. So, you know, the light bulb came on. I mean, we were like, bing, long-range fishing. The world of San Diego
has changed
as we know it.
And it did that.
Well, it revolutionized it, that day. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
That was, look at the quality of the product.
Totally.
Everybody, I mean, across the board, almost everybody's producing now. Yeah. It changed things for the better in so many ways.
Bill Dunn in Santa Barbara on the same note says he just wanted to say that he respects the Tim and Randy for their innovations on long-range boats. They were the first with RSW, spiking fish, running the wire down the spine to shut the nerves down and the lactic acid. They even tried green line trolling. Also, always looking for ways to increase your catch and preserve. All that said, they always have a great crew, and he respects that for sure. And
love that.
That's great stuff. Except he didn't leave his phone number, so we can't give him a price.
I got Bill's number.
Great.
No problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of days. Bill was an extreme regular on all of our Let's Talk Hookup trips on the Royal Star, so we could track Bill down.
All
no
right,
problem.
All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and a lot more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hello, I'm David Nilsson with Accurate Products, and I wanted to tell you about an exciting new promotion that Accurate is putting together for the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program. Accurate will be giving away a $2,500 shopping spree to one lucky winner. Our family has been a proud sponsor of the Rollo program since it began, and we wanted to help kick off this year with a fun promotion that will continue to benefit the Rollo's Kids Fishing program and allow someone the opportunity to add some of our USA-made products to their fishing tackle. Anyone who buys a book of Rollo Grand Raffle tickets starting March 19th will be entered into our Accurate Shopping Spree. Only a limited amount of tickets will be sold, and details can be found at rollokids.org. I hope you will join us in supporting the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program. And on behalf of all of us at Accurate, good luck.
The fishing season is here, and it's time to get your gear in order. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. If you've been following us on Instagram, you know that we've been loading up on tackle. The best fishing gear is hard to get this year, so take advantage of our huge inventory by coming to Sail at the Docks, Saturday and Sunday, April 2nd and 3rd. Those that came to our sale in February know what incredible deals we had, and by popular demand, we are doing it again. This is your golden opportunity for huge savings on everything you need to fish this summer. We will be discounting all the big names. Shop for rods, reels, jigs, hooks, fluorocarbon, clothing, terminal tackle, and much more. And as always, we will have raffles both days to benefit Rollo. Follow us on Instagram and get updates on all the deals. That's Fisherman's Landing Tackle, huge spring sale number 2, Saturday and Sunday, April 2nd and 3rd. We will see you at the landing.
This is Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I and the rest of Team Searcher would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support. Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, great food, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and a fantastic crew. If you're looking for an affordable fishing adventure, a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime, our 2022 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at 619-226-2403.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning. Phones have been packed solid. Texts are pouring through. If you want to join us, man, give us a call. It's 213-432-1090.
All right. Katmai Lodge 2022 is sold out.
No surprise.
So we announced the Katmai Lodge 2023 dates. They're going to be July 15th through the 23rd. Now, Ricky's supposed to go on that trip. All right.
I'll be there.
Okay. All right. So... So if you want to go, they're going to, if you fish three to a boat, they're going to offer a 10% discount. That's on top of the already $1,100 discount that they give our listeners.
That's rad.
So if you want to go, call Charmel, 800-330-0326, 800-330-0326. It's not too early to book Katmai 2023 because I promise you it's already half filled up and it'll be pretty much filled up before summer's over.
No doubt.
I mean, so get on
it's
it right
now. It's
a very
special place.
Yeah, it is a very special place. And the offer that they give us, they don't give anybody else $59.95 for a seven-day trip. They're only offering the seven-day package because that's really the only way to do the Katmai Lodge, right?
It's a long ways away from home. And if you're going to go up there, you don't do it in a couple of days.
No.
Yeah, you got to give yourself the time. And the cool thing about fishing up there for that long is you'll get to experience all of the different things. If you only fished 3 days, there's a lot more than 3 days worth of stuff to do. You know,
right.
You're not going to spend the time going way up the river and fishing the trout. You're not going to get the time to spend a whole day just, you know, pulling on big ones with the spinning tackle. You would just get too little of a sample. You wouldn't have an opportunity to fly out anywhere. Like,
right.
7 days is going to give you the time to really experience everything.
And it's a great place to take your significant other. It's a great couple's place. I mean, it's like the bear viewing, the moose, the wildlife, everything about it. The fishing is easy. It's like, yeah, it's a great place. So Katmai 2023, July 15th through 2022, book it now with Charmel and just check Katmai, KATMAI.com for more info.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump into the phones. They're jam-packed. We're going to start this one off with Roger. He's calling us from Fullerton. Roger, we got you back?
Yes, sure do, guys. Hey, right, congratulations, buddy. Rick. You know, Little Richard's a little tight guy. Wait till he gets to be 8 or 9 months and he fills a diaper. That's an experience you'll never forget. I heard Tim mention Mazatlan. In April the 8th of 2024, there's a solar eclipse that starts in Mazatlan. That'll be the best spot in the nation to see that solar eclipse. And can we blame either you or Randy for the refrigerated salt water? Because I think that's the greatest innovation that's hit the fleet ever.
I take full credit. 100%.
In the end,
between the between the yellowfin tuna tagging project and in particular the RSW, that will probably be the great legacy of our partnership, no question about it. You know, it's a contribution that is going to be appreciated and enjoyed by just about every angler that fishes on a Southern California sport fishing vessel for, you know, into eternity. So, you know, in the end, yeah, there you go. If I get a statue, it's going to say, you know, RSW on the bottom of it, I guess.
That's right. That tagging project sure was a cool thing that Royal Star did. Like, I just, I hope so much that whatever, you know, I mean, like you said, the problem with it was it was a project, and the project got finished. And I just hope someday that there's something else where they want to continue that along or do it again. That was just such a unique and cool thing to get to watch happen.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, you know, at the time when you're doing it, it's like, I mean, we're rugged individuals, and I mean, it's just how we've gone about, you know, whatever project we were involved or engrossed in. You know, we're just focused on getting it done and figuring out the best way to do it, and it's hands on. And you know, what's commonplace to us is obviously not commonplace. You know, like scooping a 300-pound tuna and,
yeah, right,
and figuring out how to scoop a 300-pound tuna, you know, with
our a big giant net.
Yeah, with 10 other fish going, and you know, like the scope of the project, and I mean, just like wrap your head around
totally.
That. What the proposal and the fact that we pulled it off and how we learned, you know, as it evolved, how efficient and effective we got. And then to top it off, well, two other aspects of it. The fact that so many anglers enthusiastically embraced it. Year one, not so much. You know, we had to really do some convincing and cajoling to get. But year two, when it caught on, and that tuna fishing and the images and they were so alive. And, you know, the conversations, you know, the talk that goes out through the angling community, how cool that was. And then to top it off, the results, you know, it produced unbelievable results for the scientific community. I mean, as far as management of yellowfin tuna population and understanding of habitat utilization, movements, et cetera, it was a grand slam home run. It was incredible, the data that was produced. So, you know, in the end, again, I look in retrospect and all of the things that we did and, I mean, there's some badass stuff going on.
Yeah, totally.
Unreal, you know?
Yeah.
And for, I mean, the whole, between the two projects, it was almost 10 full years. It was 10
years.
It was 11 years. Yeah, that we participated in various projects.
That's cool.
We're always open and ready, you know, if another project comes along and we have an opportunity, believe me, we're
you're jumping on it.
Oh, we're the guys, you know what I mean? Because we have that foundation of knowledge. But, what an incredible thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, as I reflect upon it, and I every once in a while I'll pull out some of those images and, you know, it triggers memories that are just invaluable. I can't even describe it.
That was part of the start too. Like, you know, that was, you know, those were in the era of the measure of success was the number of big frozen tuna you had on your number at the top of the dock. And like that was some of the very beginning of the, you know, trips where you know, you didn't bring any tuna home, and nobody could have possibly cared less. The experience, like, well overwhelmed how many tuna you had at the end of time. And, like, I just remember that, you know, that being the very first of, you know, the more modern era where you were just happier with the time spent with buds and great fishing than you were having how many cans you could trade for at the end of it.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. I have a ton of images. It was my, like, I have so many favorite parts of it, but one of my favorite parts of the anglers' interaction and participation in the project. I've probably got 100 images. So we you know, boat the 100-pounder, 150-pounder, 200-pounder, whatever it is. We'd get a measurement, you know, have the brag over the thing's eye so it's not going to the chamois over its eye, so it's not going crazy. Get the measurement, implant the tag, and then photo, you know, with the fish if the angler wanted it, you know, and we have laid out on those nice soft mats, you know, and pointed out the gate with its head out the gate. And the last image, I'd like lean over the rail or get it, you know, like pointing to the gate. And we'd always have the anglers, if they wanted to, you know, we spin the fish around so its head is pointed going out the gate, and they shove it over the side, right?
That's right.
And the look on those anglers' faces as they're pushing their 150-pounder back over the side with that tag in it, the look of just complete satisfaction, joy, I like, it captured so much. The amount of satisfaction, the amount of pride somebody took in actually releasing that fish and having the you know, again, there's some satisfaction in getting to touch that thing, see it, feel it. You know, it's not just like you're snipping the line next to the boat. That's cool and all, but it's not nearly as cool as that fish was landed.
Yeah, bested.
And it's got your signature on it.
And it's got a tag.
It's got that tag, and it's like, yeah, that one's mine.
That's pretty cool.
Around and, you know, watching it swim away, it's like,
it's cool.
There's a level of satisfaction in that cannot be replicated any other way.
Cool. Hey, thanks for the call.
Great text came through. This one's from Adrian in Oceanside. He said, good morning, guys. Tim, are the yellowfin tuna at Hurricane Bank available all season long, or is it just during the wintertime when we do the long trips?
No, they're there all season long. But there's hurricanes there 6 or 7 months out of the year.
That's why they call it Hurricane Bank,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's right smack dead center of the hurricane path.
Where it just, like, they all form right there.
Well, they don't form there, but, I mean, some do, but most of them form inside of there, but that's like center punch, you know, they go right across that line, hence the name Hurricane Bank. So it's a dangerous place to flirt with, which, you know, we could tell some stories about some of our colleagues in the past that have run into some undesirable situations, having to run away from
them. They're running.
Having to run away from those damn things, especially the October trips. And, you know, it's just, it's not a place you want to be. And in the summertime, you know, it's the tropics down there, or subtropics, and it just rains like a son of a gun down there in the summer months. You know, between, you know, July, August, September, October, it's just not... It's not a place you want to be. Not fishing like we do. I mean, commercial boats, they go in and out of there all the time.
Yeah.
They're mobile and they're fast. We're mobile. We're semi fast. But again, it takes so long to get there. You don't want to be in a position where you get there and have to leave because you get run out of there by a storm.
For sure. Well, let's jump back in the phones.
That
Rick.
Sounds great. One phone line open if you want it. That's 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Sean. He's calling us from Lomita this morning. Hi, Sean. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's always good to hear from you, Tim. You know, in the summer months, it used to be Alejos Rocks where we'd go get those nice-sized yellowfin, and then they shifted to Guadalupe. And, of course, like you get to, like, the August, September trips, if you're on, like, a 10-day trip, do you think it's the cost and payoff is worth going down to Alejos to go find some wahoo, or would you, like, do, like, a Guadalupe and then go north for bluefin? And I know that all depends on a lot of factors, but what's your take on that?
Well, my take is I know most of the anglers that opt for those trips, you know, say the 8 or 10 day at that time of year, they're really after that variety, you know, down between Alejos Rocks, yes, Ridge, Wahoo in particular, that's the big draw. It really depends on what you want to do. You know, you absolutely laid it out correctly. I mean, if you prefer to do the Guadalupe thing, maybe have a shot at a bluefin on the back end or the front end, 7-day trip, you know, something 8 days or shorter, but really 7 days or shorter. That it's you can go down there on a 7-day trip. There's plenty of time, but there's plenty of time to do that and not really something else. Now you get into the 8 days and longer, you can mix and match. You can spend time down there and maybe on the back end something up here, but it really just comes down to what you want to fish for. You know, if you're into that variety, you know, into the Dorado, into the Wahoo. Longer trip, if you really prefer to focus on the tuna, yellowfin, they're Guadalupe, bluefin up above, I would say 7 day or you know, something, you know, 6-7 days, let's call it that. You touched upon one of the great phenomena that, you know, it's the marvel of the ocean in the environment. Where the hell did those yellowfin go at Alejos Rocks?
Right.
I mean, why have they bypassed it?
It was so good, right?
I mean, that was the cornerstone of the yellowfin tuna fishery.
Yeah.
Even in the spring, I mean, we would kick the daylights out of them down there in April and May at Alejos Bank. And I mean, that was the place where...
Just haven't seen them.
Very, very few. But like those big schools and, you know, settle in on the anchor and fish yellowfin up there northwest or down south. I mean... It's been like 8 years since we've had really significant amounts of tuna caught there.
Crazy.
It's like, I don't know. That's the question. I mean, there's been a lot of conversations, you know, around the fireside, if you will, you know, in the galley at the end of the day and while traveling. It's like that fish that used to frequent there, are they now at Guadalupe?
Yeah. Is that the Guadalupe?
But in the meantime, Guadalupe's been really good.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Permits are all good for this year?
As far as we know, I know we've got half of the process completed already,
okay.
and it looks good. I mean, you know, I think the best part of the Guadalupe, the Guadalupe opportunity, especially for Mexico. Again, we got to focus on Mexico because we have to make it worth their while.
Right.
And the fact that, you know, they charge an arm and a leg to fish there now, it's $75 a day, but it's fishing at Guadalupe.
Yeah.
It is.
It's so cool.
It's unmatched. I mean, the destination, the
and
quality
it's
of the
fish. Great
fish,
income for them. And
it's
and
phenomenal.
So yeah.
It's
so
phenomenal. And you know what? It is pricey, but I can tell you, like, personally, as an angler, I'd be happy to pay it. You know what I mean?
And you know what? If you don't want to pay it, there's a whole list of people that are going to jump on that Royal Star trip to pay it.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the bottom line, is the demand is huge.
Right. And
so
I can
if you want to have that opportunity, go for it.
Sure. And I can assure everyone, it's worth it.
It is.
Yeah.
It's worth it. And we want to put money into the coffers there in Mexico because it supports the management of the reserve. It supports, you know, Mexico in every way we want it.
And to have that opportunity to do that, I mean, it could further for even places like the Tres Marias, maybe.
Amen.
Like, hey, look at this. We could do this for you down here.
And perhaps even the other islands along the coast.
Correct.
You know what I mean? It's like opportunity knocks. Hope everyone's listening.
Yeah. No question. Yep. Cedros, Bonitos.
I know it. Hopefully. I know it.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming here. We're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
You've been waiting for it, and it's finally here. The Kamakatsu Nautilus Ringed Circle Hook is now available in sizes 4, 2, 1, and 1-0. That's right. Those smaller, highly sought-after Kamakatsu Circle Hooks are now available in ringed and non-ringed versions down to size 4. It's the hook that will help you get that bite. The Kamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook. Now in smaller sizes and ringed and non-ringed styles. Get it now at select tackle shops.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out the big winner of a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. Tim's going to do the honor, flip us the coin.
All right.
Find out if our winner's coming in from the callers or the texters.
Hit it, Tim.
Sound effects.
Yeah.
Today, we have the texters.
Texter is Russell in Huntington Beach. You just won a new pair of Costa sunglasses.
Oh, cool, man. Congratulations, Russell.
Well, and of course, Captain Tim X from Royal Star. Never enough time to talk all the... I mean, thank you to all the texters.
Yeah, this
over
great.
100 texts, and phones were packed the whole time, and never enough time to do it. We'll do it again.
I'm so appreciative of this opportunity to sit here and talk with you guys, look at the beautiful harbor, but more importantly, to interact with anglers who are out there that are the reason we're here.
Yeah.
Not just us on Royal Star, but the whole sport fishing fleet. I cannot thank everybody enough for supporting us and being part of this amazing, amazing fishery that there's nothing else like it in the world. So
no question about
it. Hey, once again, give us a call if you want to get on a trip. Area code 619-224-4764. Tracy, she's in the office all the time. Brian and I are available as well to field any questions you have. You want to talk shop, shoot the breeze. We're in for the next month and a half. We're until the end of April. So our website's going to be quiet, you know, while we do our maintenance. I might throw some pictures on there of the progress of the project from time to time. But otherwise, thanks for supporting us again. Follow along when we're back up and fishing, our daily reports, and I look forward to hell of a season.
All right. Appreciate that. And thank you. Thanks to Christian for all he does. And, of course, thanks to Adam for all he does on our app. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Jamie Thinnes from the Season Sport Fishing is going to be here. I'm talking some local fishing with Jamie. So that's going to be a great show tomorrow morning. We'll see you right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.